Hi, this is Bria Barthel with Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and today I'm delighted to be talking with Molly Belmont, Director of Community Relations and Development for the Community Loan Fund of the Capital Region. Molly, I know this organization is great because I actually, Truth in Advertising, used to work here, but can you tell us something about Community Loan Fund?
Sure. Thanks so much for having me, Bria. I really appreciate it. The Community Loan Fund is a community development financial institution, and it was established in 1985 in order to finance community development projects. And so we work with small businesses owned by women, minorities, and people of low income, as well as nonprofits providing essential community services. We provide financing, training, mentoring, technical assistance, all with the goal of creating more economic equity and financial inclusion.
Now, I suspect that when you said funding, many people's ears went up. So perhaps we can start with that in terms of what kinds of things you fund and what's involved in requesting funding.
So we provide microloans for small businesses up to $25,000 for existing businesses who have been in business for at least 1 year. And again, we do focus on businesses owned by minorities, women, and people of low income. Our goal is to provide extra support because so often they are underserved by the traditional lending institutions. And then we also provide loans for nonprofits. And this can be, you know, loans for capital expenses, new programming, bridge loans. Perhaps they've gotten a grant, but the funds haven't arrived yet and they need to go ahead and get moving on the project. We can service any of those types of requests.
And is it just loans or do you do actual grants where they don't have to repay it?
So we do not do grants as a general rule. During COVID, we did provide a number of small business grants. We were fortunate enough to work with several different municipalities and be the granting agency for those towns. We worked with Albany County. We worked with the city of Troy and the city of Schenectady. And we were just really pleased to be able to give out a lot of small business grants to businesses who had suffered losses during COVID. But no, as a general rule, we are really more financing and then training, of course, too.
And tell us something about where the money comes from that you then loan out, because it's sort of a revolving door of finances here.
Yeah, we're really unique. These are really the financing comes from neighbors. It comes from the communities that these businesses are in, people stepping up and making a commitment to support and finance these small businesses. We have individuals and companies and even other nonprofits, and they will make an investment in the Community Loan Fund. And the investment can be anywhere from, you know, 1 year to 10 years. We do pay interest on all these investments, and then that money goes into a pool, and that's where we make our loans from. We also receive a number of grants. We are, you know, busily writing grants all the time, like any other nonprofit. And then we also were fortunate enough to work with a lot of banks, and they will also do investments with us, which we so appreciate.
That seems a little surprising because in some ways, aren't you competition with banks? What has banks deciding to help you out with basically meeting some of the same needs?
Yeah, we really, I can see where you would think that, but we actually work very well in partnership with banks. We are able to serve clients that either because of their size or because of their location or any number of different factors, credit history, banks aren't necessarily in a position to provide them with the training and technical assistance they need in order to be successful. And so we receive a lot of referrals from banks for different customers, and then they are also very generous in their support of our efforts.
And you mentioned technical assistance a couple times. Can you tell us something more about that?
Absolutely. So technical assistance is an area that we really shine in. We realized early on in this process that without sort of wraparound support, our projects would be incomplete. And so every loan that we do comes with training and workshops that lead up to it. We do an 8-week business planning class that covers all of the business basics. And we have a lot of graduates that come out of that, you know, ready to move forward with their projects. We also do workshops throughout the year on any number of topics, from social media to financial management, budgeting, record keeping, accounting. QuickBooks is a very popular series. And then we also do a lot of training and technical assistance for our borrowers as well. So unlike other institutions where, you know, once the loan is closed on, that's the end of the relationship, we are there every step of the way. We do regular quarterly check-ins with all of our clients. We're doing site visits. We are there to answer the phone if they want to run something by us or do some troubleshooting. It really is an ongoing relationship.
Can you mention some of the small businesses that we may be familiar with but didn't realize that they were getting support from Community Loan Fund?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, sure. So we have been really privileged to work with a number of businesses in the area and businesses that probably everyone has heard of. We work with Honest Weight Food Co-op. We work with Coiled in Schenectady. We worked with the Schenectady Trading Company and Makeup Curio, Green Dog Grooming, Gatherer Granola. We were fortunate enough to work with X's and O Bakery in Troy, the Capital Region Arts Center in Troy. Yeah, we have been really lucky.
That's terrific. And I know that you go beyond support and funding to actually providing incubator space. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So we have a headquarters right here in Albany, 255 Orange Street. We have a two-story building. We're located on the first floor, but on the second floor, it is all conference rooms and office suites. And those office suites are reserved for small businesses and nonprofits. Again, a focus on women, minorities, and people of low income. And what we do there is we offer low-cost, affordable office space for people. Often the office space is also furnished. They also benefit from having on-site support here in the office in case they need help with any of the projects that they're working on. It's very convenient. It's located right near downtown and also right by I-90 parking. And we have a nice little courtyard here. And of course, you have the synergy of being among a group of really determined fellow entrepreneurs. And a lot of our entrepreneurs find that really inspiring.
That's great. And I know there are numerous materials on your website. Perhaps you can tell us a little bit about what people would have access to even without coming in.
Yeah, sure. So during COVID, even more important than ever for a lot of our materials to be virtual. But we began looking at that, you know, even before COVID, honestly. We anticipated that that was going to be really important. But we launched in partnership with JPMorgan Chase Foundation, an online learning site called Edupreneur. And what we do there is we have training materials for, you know, people who are just considering the path of entrepreneurship. You know, maybe they're thinking they have, you know, some project or a hobby or something that they really enjoy and they're thinking about really trying to turn it into a living. And so we have, you know, some workshops and intros for, you know, what would this mean for you really on a daily basis? And what does that life look like? And, you know, what legal, you know, designations do you need to have in place? And, you know, what are the next steps? And then we also have some materials for people who are already in business for themselves. And some short mini courses that they can take. And then we also have a lot of handouts. We have some templates that are up there as well. We have a number of recorded workshops that we've offered in the past that people can have access to. So you can get all of that right through our website, which is www.mycommunityloanfund.org. And then in the training section of the website, you'll find access to Edupreneur. And like I said, it's a wonderful online resource.
Okay. And in the last couple moments, is there anything else that you wanted to mention? And how can people contact you?
Sure. So one of the other things that I really wanted to mention, something we're very excited about, is our incubator space, which is very well used and well utilized and full at this point and has been full for quite a while and is certainly in demand. We have a nice long waiting list. And so we have decided that we are going to expand that incubator space. We've been working with Home Leasing, who is a developer in the area who already has done quite a lot of work, especially on Clinton Avenue, right where our offices are located. And so what we're going to be doing is we are going to expand our building out to Clinton Avenue. We have purchased this space right along Clinton at 236, and it's an empty lot right now, but we're going to turn it into a big, beautiful incubator space and 38 units of affordable housing. So we're hoping to break ground on that in 2022.
So lots of things going on, lots more things on the horizon. Thank you so much for talking with me. Again, this is Bria Barthel for Hudson Mohawk Magazine, talking with Mally Belmont, Director of Community Relations and Development of the Community Loan Fund of the Capital Region. Thanks, Mally.
Thank you, Bria.